Because according to Rabbi Yossi, every place you're allowed to rent out a house. Here it's Mashmo, b'mokum, you're allowed to rent out. In that place, don't do it for living purposes. But Mashmo, there are places that you're not allowed to rent at all. So according to the Ghost like Rabbi Meir, that holds in Eretz Yisrael, there's an issue for anybody to rent an apartment, to rent a house to a guy. If we're saying now, another in Syria, where it's you're allowed to, Yishno, or in Chutzpah, we're allowed to, you're only allowed to for storage reasons, but not for living purposes. Yeah. Any place you're allowed to rent out. Yeah. So that's what Mishnah says. Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yossi. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chol mokum lo yaska beis hamerchitz." You're not allowed to rent out your bathhouse to a guy, because Nikra Shema, it's called under your name. Time you learn like this. Time you Mishnah and Gamliel Leimer. Lo yaska roda merchotzoi. Lo yaska right. Oda merchotzos merchotzoi li'avik chovim. Not allowed to rent out your bathhouse to a guy, because it's called on your name, and therefore if he keeps it open on Shabbos, there's a marasayin, or else maybe even more, and he's working for you, so people say your place is open. He does work on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and people say it's your thing that's open, they'll think you're working, so it's marasayin, it's awesome.
There's only a bathhouse they're talking about, or it could be a beauty salon.
We'll soon say, any business, where it means, right. But it has to be Nikra Shema, it has to be called yours. Like, you rent out a store, that's okay. Nobody knows it's your store. I mean, the base of America, everybody knows it was Chaim's base of America. And now all of a sudden it's open on Shabbos Yom Tov. People are not going to know you rented it out to a guy. People think Chaim's leaving it open on Shabbos. But if you rent out a store and nobody knows it's your store, that would be okay. Avolukusi, what do you want to tell me though to a kusi? Kusi are Jews. Just not mekayim teresh shabiksav shavaper. So kusi my short should be okay. Why? Kusi aimer ovid le malacha. When does the kusi do malacha? Nurse on Shabbos, a kusi does not do malacha. This to the rice on Shabbos he would not do. When does he argue on us? On cholamoyed. But cholamoyed will keep his bet house open. So what? B'cholamoyed shemoyed ananami. Ross will have to take a bath on cholamoyed. Rashi did nami shorilis lahachim machzois. We'll have to heat up the bathhouse on cholamoyed. The covered cholamoyed, the covered yomtiv. Therefore, there's no issa. So you'll have to rent out your bathhouse to a kusi, because he'll keep it closed on Shabbos. It's only a problem on cholamoyed. Cholamoyed is mutter anyway. Avul sadeh. What about a field though? The other gechav in my shari. What do you want to tell me though? Mash milata rent out your field to a guy that year. Only a base America, it says. But a field is okay. Why? In my time, what's the reason? People see the field is being plowed on Shabbos. But there it says, Arisa risoseyo covet. Everybody knows that in a field, you give it out to an oris. You let a sharecropper, somebody work, take over the field. That was a normal thing. Yeah, right. In Chutzlar, that's right. So everybody knows that this could be done in Eretz Yisrael also. Make an oris. Not really renting it, Tim. It's when it's near, right. Chutzlar, you're in Chutzlar. Right now, you can't rent him. Right. It's in Chutzlar, right. So why is it permissible to rent out your field to Goyim? Because everybody knows that even though the Jew owns the field, so what? He has an oris working there. What's the heter of an oris, a sharecropper? So Rashi says, Al Vasol Rukovim Shari Lehaskir Hecha the Lekla Mechas Lechnias Kark, the Grash says, the guy in Chutzlars. And Chutzlars we allowed to rent out their land to a guy. Viafa Pish and Ikras Hashem, everybody knows this is Chaim's property. Loy Khashid Lay, people will not be Khashid, he's working now on Shabbos. The Lehavi of the Kachavim Shlucha, people will not say he made a shliach, he appointed this guy to work for him on Shabbos. People won't say that. Ela, rather they'll say Amri Yarisu. The kiblo olav lamachzal lishlish revia v'yolav mutlasoi. It's not the pshat now. He's working for the Jew on Shabbos. He's working for himself. He made a deal here that I keep one third of the profit, one half, whatever the deal is. So if any work that he does, we always say he's working for himself, because he has what to gain on the deal. It's not called he's just working for the owner. He's working for himself. Therefore, it's okay for him to work on Shabbos. What?
Does he allow a profit on?
Yes, because the Jew does not tell him when to do work. It's up to you. You could do work every Thursday, every Monday. I'm not telling you when to do work. There's a deal going on. Whatever comes out of it, I get 50% and you get 50%. So when the guy goes to work, he works for himself. Therefore, in the field, it's okay.
But Rabbi, I think is the difference.
We'll soon see more. Merchatz nami of Sogmaris. Eimar Risa resource. They want to say also, the Beit House also. People should know, you're leasing it now, like to a guy, and the lease, so the more the guy makes, then he's doing it for himself. Like if a prophet goes to himself, he only pays the owner the lease. So Morris says, no, Arisa de Merchas Leyadin, that wasn't the normal way to do business then. A Beit House then belonged to the guy, and all you did was just rent it out, as if to say, the guy gives all the money to the Jew, and the Jew pays him for salary. That's the way it was done. Therefore, there's a marasayin, even if you do it in a different way, even if you do it in the way of an oris, is a marasayin, that's not the normal way to do. So it depends how the normal way of business is being done. By Americas, the normal way was that you just let a guy work for you, and all the profit went to you, and you paid the guy, that's also to do on Shabbos. Tani will learn like this. You're not let to rent out your field to a kusi. Because the field is called on his name. So what's wrong about that? The kusi ze oisib by melacha b'chol ha-shamayit. He argues on Chol HaMoed, he holds there's no issa of doing work on Chol HaMoed. And we hold there's an issa to do avodas karka on the field on Chol HaMoed. So that's the issa. Even though a base America is muta, but a field it's usa to rent out to a kusi. You want to tell me it's smuta? The army say what? Arisa recessly of it. That to a guy it's smuta because a guy, when he does work on the field, he's working for himself. The whole shear goes to himself. He gets his own profit. He's working for himself. Therefore, it's smuta. If so, kusinami amri. Arisa recessly of it. What's wrong to rent out your field to a kusin, even if he's going to work now on cholamayit? So what? He's working for himself, though. The way a field works is, he takes his share. So we say the work, the issa that he's doing, is for himself. He's doing it to gain more. He's not just working for the Jew. He's working for himself. So it should be muta. So first thing I want to say, I'll tell you, Arisa l'Rab Shimon Elazar Lesley. He does not hold from this svara. He doesn't hold from this heter of an oris. Even though he's